It's 8:56, 42 degrees. We've had rain outside our studios in Urbana already this morning, and time to check on the commodity markets with Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Yeah, and it's raining over here, too, so it's kind of like more of the same. I think kind of on the news front, too, I think your listeners are probably going to hear some of the same things stated over and over, but that's the fact of the day. Not much has changed over the last week with respect to market movers. The influence of the dollar and the impending holiday season seem to be emerging as influence for position squaring. The Fed, as we've heard already this morning, is scheduled to release the minutes from its November 1st and 2nd FOMC meeting today at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. This release should tell us a little bit more about possible interest rate hikes. Many still think a December rate hike is likely. Current price action, commodities mildly defensive. December corn, 348 and a quarter, down 2 3/4. March corn, 356, down 3. And new crop December, 385 and a half, down 1 3/4. Looking at the soybean market, January soybeans down 5 1/4, trimming losses a little bit, currently trading at 1024 and a half. The meal market down 330 at 321.60 basis for December. And soybean oil, 34.7 cents a pound, up 23, following the palm oil market recovering a little bit this morning over in Europe. The NOVV market is for next year is 10.11, down 6. Looking at the wheat market, Chicago wheat, 401, down 6.5, basis for December. March is down 5 3/4, basis to March at 421.5. Kansas City wheat is down a little bit more than a nickel at 410 3/4. And Minneapolis wheat down 1.5 at 525.5 basis the beast. The crude oil market is back down about a half a dollar. It did trim losses just a little bit ago. I think that weakness has given us a little bit of a pressure in the commodity markets. We're trading, like I say, above $47, so technically it's mildly encouraging. As usual, the EIA numbers due out shortly may offer a little bit more guidance to price direction. U.S. crude inventories remain near record levels. The dollar trade remains volatile, and the dollar index made new highs for the move again this morning. Brazil currency values appear to be encouraging exporters to push forward sales into the January timeframe. Also keep in mind that reduced export taxes for corn and wheat should spur production. On top of that, near ideal weather and early planting should facilitate additional double crop prospects. That's probably going to add some pressure to our corn market going forward. Just a little bit of look in the background numbers, volume and open interest numbers from yesterday. Corn open interest down 19,000 contracts, probably some additional short covering. Yesterday's high was less than a dime away from the high of the month. Wheat open interest was down a couple thousand contracts, but the neutral price action was less than telling. Soybeans open interest was surprisingly up 15,000 contracts. January beans made new highs for the move and reached value levels not seen since last July. Today and Friday may be a little thin and choppy, so we'll try and not to get fooled by possible head fakes and prices. An additional note that November 27 beans, 2017 beans above $10 deserve a look. Thanks, Brian. We hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving holiday.
All right. Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities. Thanks so much for joining us on this day before the Thanksgiving holiday. In your weather forecast for today, showers and patchy fog, a high of 48 degrees. South winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, a 50% chance of showers this evening with some more patchy fog possible, a low of 38. Mostly cloudy tomorrow for Thanksgiving Day and a high of 45. We should see some sunshine by Friday afternoon. Friday's high, 47 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. On Point is next. It's 42 degrees at 9 o'clock.